Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And today I want to share with you a message that I received and also a word that I received. For all my new subscribers and for those of you who haven't already checked out my different forums, the links are down below, as well as my Patreon account, and this is where I am posting different articles that I am writing about the things that I am learning in the Word. The latest one is about finding the rapture in four different places in the book of Revelation. So go check that out as well. Okay, so on the 5th of June, 2021, I awoke to these words. The forehead and the hand are symbolic. I'll say it again. The forehead and the hand are symbolic. And I wrote it down, and then I heard, just like the beast with four heads. Just like the beast with four heads. And I knew the Lord was talking about Revelation 13, the beast that comes out with, there's two beasts. There's one that comes from the land, one comes from the sea. And the first one has four heads, and that is symbolic of four different kingdoms. It's symbolic, brothers and sisters. The book of Revelation is all symbolic. And I'm not saying that these things are not going to actually happen exactly as the word says, because I believe that's true as well. But there is mysteries and symbolisms in the book of Revelation. Now, the fact that the Lord said that, I believe putting the hand, the mark of the beast in the hand or in the forehead, could also be symbolic, because if you go to Deuteronomy 11, you're going to read that God actually talks about laying up the law or the words that God has given us, not only in our heart and in our soul, but we are to bind them as a sign on our hand and on the frontlets between our eyes. And the frontlets stand for a mark. Between our eyes is the forehead. So here we see that God wants us to symbolically take his word and bind it to us on our hands, as a sign on our hands and our foreheads. So you know the enemy imitates everything that the Lord does. That's what he does. He imitates it. And it's kind of like a mockery. And so I believe that what we're seeing in Revelation 13 is also a mockery of what God would do and wants us, would do for us, for his people. So, like I said, I'm not saying that the mark of the beast won't be on your hand or your forehead. However, we do know that it's also a symbolic meaning to it. All right, now let me go ahead and quickly get to this message that I received on the 26th of May, 2021. And here's that message. There is a driving force behind the mark of the beast. It is the fuel that ignites it. All will not be able to engage in commerce unless they have submitted. For my beloveds that have held out and not participated, it will be a long road, but I will be with them every step of the way. These are my cherished ones who hear my voice and obey, no matter the cost. Humanity is at the brink. Remember the words I gave you, the edge of the precipice. Humanity is now at that edge. I'm going to stop and for you who have been with me for years, you know the Lord gave me that very strong word long ago. I don't know how many years ago, but I heard edge of the precipice very strongly. Well, he's referring to that word again. Back to the message. So much pain and suffering is coming, but it will be isolated and hidden. The enemy has planned it out carefully, but his ways are flawed and in error. He will trip up, and a door will remain open for righteousness to once again get a foothold. Pray for this. Pray for righteousness to overtake the darkness. Many of my people are in the darkness, and it grieves me. If they do not wake up from their slumber, they will be gone from my presence. And then I heard Matthew 25 and those five virgins who were gone from Jesus' presence when the groom came and he shut the door, and that was it. Back to message. Only those who are walking in truth and my light will be able to abide with me. Call out to as many people as you can. Call out the words of salvation. Call out for repentance. Call out for all to come to me. I am the light that will lead you out of the darkness and to your eternal home in glory with me. Fight to hold on to what you have in the Spirit. Let no man strip you of your faith in me. Call out and seek my voice. The time is now to draw closer than close to me and our Father. Come now, though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. And then I heard, your servant, the Lord Jesus. Then I stopped and waited, and I heard this. I asked the Lord, I always ask if there's something else. And when I do, I usually get more. So here's the more. Remember that our Father is in complete control and not the enemy. The enemy comes to kill and destroy, but I will provide a balm of Gilead for those who look up to me. Do not give up hope. Do not give in to fear. Do not fall into despair. My Spirit and I are with you to lead you home. Ponder the words of David, and he means David the psalmist, and let them bring you comfort. And that was the end of the message. So I looked up Balm of Gilead because I was not sure I had heard that before, but I tell you the truth, I just was not familiar with it. I was pretty sure it was the Bible, but I wasn't sure. And sure enough, a Balm of Gilead is mentioned in three different areas, and I'll have these on my blog so you can go and study it a little further, the three different scriptures. But what it represents spiritually is the healing of our wounds. Comfort, it means comfort, soothing powers. That's what a balm is, and Gilead actually represents that. So it's a tree that is grown in tropical climates, and it is a healing herb for all sorts of ailments. And also there is a place called Gilead. So you can go and do further study on it, but I think what the Lord was just trying to say there is he will provide a balm of Gilead. In other words, he will bring healing of our wounds and comfort, and he will come and soothe us, those who look to him. Okay, brothers and sisters, let me go ahead and end with 1 Thessalonians 5:5. It says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness. And I believe John 1:5. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.